incarnation where them Cardinals at. With them Cardinals on their glove and the Cardinal hat. I'm in the Cardinal sports zone spitting Cardinal raps. Say it.
C-A-R-D-X, let's go.
Play a Cardinal game, get a Cardinal start.
Welcome back to this week's episode of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Wahman. I know everybody's tuning in, expecting me to be all gloom and doom, but I got a lot of stuff planned for us tonight. You will enjoy the show. We're going to tell some people off tonight. We're going to talk about what's been going on in the world of Cardinal athletics. Got a great group of guys here tonight. Glad to have my homies back here in the building. This week's episode is going to be called Dejection and Selection. As many of you all know, the men's basketball team did not get selected for the NCAA tournament. The women's basketball team did get selected, and we'll go into that in detail here in a few. Again, we want to welcome you to the CSC podcast brought to you by the Jamon Brown Foundation and coming to you live from the Custom Multicade Studios. I'm here with my co-hosts this week, Sean Shaggy Barber. It wasn't him, though, which we know because...
Sean, I need a barber.
He needs something, but it ain't barbers.
How's it going?
Folks.
He doesn't need a barber. How's it going? Folks.
Uneven believable.
I didn't even have to hit the button. That was great. Sam Bazden.
What up?
My little brother in only years, Joe Wahman.
So can I say Maryland is a bunch of...
I haven't got to that point okay. yet. So... That's Joey. Then we got the blue chip, the six star, the freshman of the year, Dalton Pence.
Present.
And we have our guy, the man that always delivers, no pun intended, Wes Brown, a.k.a. the mailman, a.k.a. Post Mahomes over here.
I done sent all y'all stimulus checks back.
Oh, he'll do it, too. So I said we're going to have a little fun tonight. We're going to get into
deposit, buddy.
Yeah, I do too, thankfully.
I got that double D.
Pause.
Direct deposit. Pause. We can't say, let's not say pause anymore forever.
Why? Oh. To be fair, I was not on the presser. I was at work. But I did see some type of a tweet about it.
That was hilarious. At the end of the press conference, Kenny Klein says, sorry, the audio got paused for a second. And Coach Mack was like, hey, Kenny, can we never say the word pause again? That would be nice, and everybody started laughing. But nevertheless, I said we're going to have a little bit of fun tonight, even though 95% of people out there on social media are ready to just maim people, fire them, kick them to the curb, whatever. I've told the guys that tonight, for one night only, our language restrictions have been lifted. You're still not going to hear...
Set us free.
Yeah, you threw me off a sec. So you're not going to hear GD, you're not going to hear MF, you're not going to hear regular F, but knowing these guys, you're going to hear all the rest of them. And I told them, go ahead, sometimes the best way to get through stuff is just vent with your friends.
Hell yeah.
Let it all go. And that's what I'm going to let them do tonight. I might slab one in and blame it on Wes.
Giggity.
But
I'm cool with it.
But he's cool with it. I mean, we've been friends for 13 years, so I wasn't talking about sliding that in, Joey. But anyway, so let's get right into it, which is another thing Sean's never said.
This is my show. I'm about to be the MVP of this one.
You are. The men's basketball team, what it come down to, basically, we lost to Duke in the ACC tournament. We win that game. We're in soundly to the NCAA tournament. But we lost it. We're not in the tournament. We are, however, the first replacement team.
Oh, okay.
If anybody gets kicked out due to COVID, the caveat to that is they must be kicked out by 6 p.m. I say kicked out, but not eligible by 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Again, the Cards lost to Duke, kept them out of the tournament The Cards lost to Duke, kept them out of the tournament. Along with Oregon State and Georgetown winning their respective tournaments. If one of those don't win their respective tournaments, we're in as well. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. Louisville declined the invitation to the NIT. A lot of people think it's a bad move. A lot of people were like, well, let's just move on anyway. So I also think it's a bad move, but from what it was explained to me, they almost had to decline because declined that because of them being that if they'd have been number three or four alternate, they probably would have taken it. But because they were being like they are literally, there's probably such a small chance anyway that anybody's going to withdraw. But two teams aren't going to withdraw. Three teams aren't going to withdraw. So from what it, the way it was explained to me, which may or may not have been correct, I'm just going by what I've heard, is that they almost had to do it because they're the only team that has a shot at being selected in the big dance. So
also,
what were the other caveats other than the 6 p.m.? I think that was pretty much
had to be it. A multi-bid league.
Right, there you go. Thank you, Dalton. That's what it has to be from. And if you go to CardinalSportsZone.com, we listed all the teams that are eligible.
You're welcome.
For us to replace. Thank you, Joey. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Sean. We worked on that last night. And all the teams we cannot replace. There are 20 teams we can't replace, correct?
Yes.
And then 48
I think
that
it's
we
like
can't.
The anything below a 12 seed we can't replace. Is
two of the 12 seeds and all the 13 through 16.
There you go. That's.
But not only that, but you had to think of it in the NIT sense of you don't make any virtually any money from the NIT. Not only on top of that, you know, the money that you do make probably goes into, you know, rapid testing. And
you're not
going to
make
testing.
Any money sitting at home watching the game either.
Here's the thing. Is the NIT that is it that worth it?
Yes.
It's still a tournament.
It's
still
worth
experience.
It?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it looks like we're just going to disagree in that regard.
And it's, well, it's worth it because we don't know what we get, what we have.
I get
so
why you want to play
basketball.
I get why you want to play basketball, but at the
do
end of
the
day.
Do you mean this year or any year? Because I've always
just this year.
Okay,
this,
okay.
Just this year.
That's fair.
Any
I can,
other
I can
year.
See any either argument for that, though, to be fair, because in a regular year, I mean, I never liked missing the tournament, but the NIT tournament has always been a place where me as a Louisville basketball fan, I've watched basketball a little bit longer than Dalton's been alive.
Probably so.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's where I got like a set. So like when Western would go through or Michigan, like just anybody, Minnesota, a lot of teams. If you like to watch basketball, you'll pick a team in both tournaments. You'll pick your team in the main tournament. And then you'll pick one of the NIT and you'll cheer them along the entire way. So that's why I wanted to clarify. Did you mean just for this year?
Yeah, just for this year. Yeah. There's just a lot of stuff going on. Because, I mean, it was really fun to follow Louisville in the 2018 NIT. I mean, obviously it sucked that we didn't go to the big dance.
Right,
but at
right.
the end of the day, I mean, going to those games were louder than it was going to a regular game.
Big facts.
That's true.
So
that's true.
I mean, I can see why you'd want to play it. Just, I guess, just for me, with all of the uncertainties with, you know,
COVID.
You know, we talked about
hold
COVID.
On,
for,
what uncertainties?
I mean, you have
COVID.
The main one that's COVID.
Okay. What else?
First of all, you have COVID. Then you have guys that are still. I mean, if we're still talking about the effects of COVID, which people say that our guys have potentially been through. I mean, I just don't see it as a meaningful game, you know, that they've basically.
What
you
makes
know,
it any different than playing in the first round of the NCAA
exactly.
tournament, though?
That's the
well, the NCAA tournament.
We're not going to win either. We weren't going to win the NCAA tournament even if we got in. So
we were one and done.
Then why would we, I mean, so, but that's my point. Like, then why even go?
Exactly. That's what I was trying to get.
And just decline the NCAA tournament, you know, Ben, just
well,
say, hey, look, we're just going
to
stay
it,
home.
Us, but
well,
yeah.
I'm just, that's what I'm saying.
So
like,
the reason why I feel like it was the NIT would have been worth it is because the uncertainties. We don't know what kind of roster we have outside of Karlik and David. So why not use the NIT to go ahead and try to build some depth for next year?
Well,
or a roster for that matter.
And that's a fair point. But let me address that point with this. This morning, Aiden Gahan announces he's leaving.
We don't know who's on this team.
What if
exactly? Thing.
What if tomorrow we hear Josh is gone? The next day we hear Menland's gone. The next day we hear that the surprise guy, which is it's starting to come out a little bit here and there, but I'm not going to say his name because then my guy's not going to say nothing to me anymore. But what if he's gone the next day and then middle – because this NIT tournament, Joey brought this up last night.
It only lasts
over
like 12 days.
It spans like 12 days. And what if – by and when does it start?
They wouldn't have left. If we would have went to the NIT, they're not leaving before the NIT is over with.
See, I don't know. That could be the
reason why. Well,
Aiden
maybe, but
right.
The other ones, they're not. I mean,
we also don't know who's leaving, though, is the thing. I think that.
Well, I think Chris Mack made it very. I don't mean to interrupt.
He made it very
apparent today in the press conference. He knows that people are leaving. He tried to play coy with a couple of the questions, but he knows how many people are leaving. He knows, you know, he knows when they're leaving, and that could have been another reason. Like, that's what I'm saying. We don't know all the facts up front to know why that decision was made, but I would have been okay if we did play. I was okay when I found out we weren't going to play, but I do want to put this on record because we do have a lot of people that listen to this show, and I've had a lot of people today that have asked me my opinions on who's going to stay and who's going to leave. So I'll go ahead and set that out real quick, and then we're going to get to the questions that everybody came up with after that. As far as people returning, David Johnson, there's no chance he's returning. Carlique Jones is 50-50 from what I've heard. If he gets a first-round draft grade, he's going.
For he'll sure. be back. See you next year, Carlique.
If he gets a first-round draft grade, he's for sure leaving. If he doesn't, it's 50-50 for him. Malik, more than likely coming back. So let's go to the people that were in Midland, he's gone. No doubt gone.
I think he admitted it on Instagram that he was not coming back.
Midland did?
Like
I don't
that.
Know. I just heard Chris Mack.
That's just what I
heard
can't
Chris
confirm.
Mack said today, and then I told everybody over the last couple of days off the record that he was gone. Now, as far as the transfers, again, Aiden Agahon's off that board because – that was announced this morning that he's leaving. Watch for Nebraska to
the
pick him up.
The worst kept secret.
Right. I mean, Aiden's been – we knew that even before – now, everybody here at the table knew that he had further issues long before anybody right. else did. I let y'all in on that. But what's not well known is where he's going to end up landing, and I truly believe that's going to be the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Look for that to be where he lands. Josh Nickelberry, I've been told that he is 50-50 on leaving. And there's one other person, which, again, I'm not at liberty to say it, but this person feels like they've been played out of position their entire career at Louisville. They're homesick. They want to get closer to home, and they are looking. Again, I put about a 20% confidence in this actually happening. But they want to take advantage of this one-time COVID waiver rule. And – The way
might
I
have gave out too much info just now.
Well, I may have, and you know what? At that point,
you haven't said the name though, so I mean, it's really all right. that matters.
Yeah. Right?
You know, that's all that really does matter is that I didn't say the name. But the way I feel about it is at the end of the day, I want all of our players to be happy. And if you're not happy being here, get the heck on out of here. Go do what makes you happy. I'm all for that.
All the more reason why I think we should play the NIT.
No, I said I wouldn't. Those words are off.
Just because if we have so much people leaving or wanting to leave, then Chris Mack kind of doesn't know what he has on the court.
Do we have enough to play? Is the thing
that could be?
Do we got five players?
That's all.
Yeah,
we
but we're not going to send five players.
Let's say seven.
But I also want to make this prediction.
Play with four.
I want to make this prediction.
Play with three.
Look, you can. Never mind.
You can play with these.
I thought better of it, but I'm glad that.
No, this is the show to say it.
CSZ After Dark.
CSZ After Dark. CSZ Uncensored. But I think we're going to land a big name COVID transfer. I don't know who that might be, but I think there's going to be so much movement in this offseason.
Better be Jesus Suttles.
It's going to be ridiculous. One guy that I've been looking at, and Dalton mentioned him to me today.
Jesus Suttles.
Not Jesus, but the big center out of UMass, was it?
Trey Mitchell.
Love to see that guy.
6'9", 240.
Would love to see that guy. No inside information there. That's just a wish list. That's just somebody we know is going to be – we already know he's going to transfer, correct?
Well, yeah, he's already – he's in
okay.
the portal.
So that's a guy that we're – but I still think we may be in for a surprise transfer.
There's a lot. There's
going
to
be a ton of movement.
A ton of guys that go to – I mean, in the transfer portal. I think, you know, it really is just going to depend on who returns. If you have Carlique return, you might not need a true point guard like you would look for in a grad transfer. Well, we need a big.
We need a five.
Regardless if Malik comes back or not, which you should.
We need a five. We need Neon Bordeaux.
We do need Neon Bordeaux.
We need one of the Monstars to come down from Space Jam.
I'm cool with that.
Oh, hell with it. I'll go play.
Okay.
Y'all talk me into it.
Okay. We need Jalen Withers
first
to play
game
the
against
four.
Maryland.
Yes.
Oh, I'm taking kneecaps out.
And Joe Wallman has been suspended for 16
games.
Hold on,
wait a minute.
Like, he may not be able to shoot free throws.
Oh, no.
And he may not be able to shoot 15-foot jumpers, but put him 40-foot behind the line.
No, listen, listen. He's got They're going to be over there huddle, and I'm going to take off running and slide just like that dude from, Villanova?
Oh.
Slid halfway down the court, and I'm going to take every one of them some bitches' knees out.
And I sub zero slide.
And
huh?
That's number one.
And there's the first one of the show.
And I said hell earlier.
Okay, that's the third one of the show.
Well, y'all better get with it. Y'all are falling behind.
But
I mean, I'll push you if you need to push.
Pause.
We're not saying pause anymore.
Sean is the one who needs
Son
to push.
Rewind.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
So let me get to the first question before we get off track. And I mean, we probably will after the show anyway. Does anybody think that we're going to slide into this tournament due to a COVID-related exemption?
If it was anyone else but Louisville, yes. But the fact that it's Louisville, no.
No.
I feel like that's been our luck the past.
Yes.
It has nothing to do against Louisville.
Just being the
Joey said yes because everybody else said no.
Yeah.
I always do that.
You can. They can play with five players. That's the sad thing about it.
It's funny how they've switched up their stance on the COVID restrictions, though. Hadn't it been like contact tracing knocks, you know, a good amount of people out until – but now it's like, oh, you only have to have five guys for even it's just
– There's a couple of teams, Kansas and Virginia.
How is Kansas even traveling right now?
Who haven't had – let alone had the seven
starters have it.
But the
they get tested daily, though.
Yeah, but you still the national rule has been 10 days for contact tracing, 7 days for confirmed case.
Because tracing, that's like – so here's the – trust me, because I know. The CDC definition of close contact, when they do contact tracing, is were you within 6 foot maskless for more than 15 minutes at a time with someone? If they're not, they don't have to quarantine.
There's definitely going to be technicalities that they
that they
get around there.
Trust me.
So
if anybody's out there doing that anyway,
it's Kansas.
We go willy nilly
for sure. Sam, I'm gonna ask you this question: why did Drake and Wichita State get in over Louisville?
Simple, better record. I think they had I want to say Wichita State more than Drexel.
Or Drake, either way.
Drake, sorry. You know what? Screw it. Drake.
I'm going to call you on your cell phone.
Drake had more wins, I believe.
Look, Sam started from the bottom. Now he's here. Go ahead.
So, I'm going to tell you what. They got in over Louisville because Louisville didn't deserve to be in. That's point blank, period. I think Louisville was, 8-1, 9-1 at one point in time?
9-1.
And we finished 13-7. Mm-hmm. So that means what? We were four in our last four. We won four of the last 10 games. Really? You think a team that went 4-6 in the last 10 games deserved to be in a tournament?
To be fair, they had like 8 out of their last 15 games.
I don't care, but you played the game. You played games and you had the opportunity to win.
I know, but if you're going to bring up the technicalities of the record, you also have to bring up the technicalities of the circumstances. They didn't have that many chances to get many more wins.
You had 10 games and you won 4 of them. That's 40%.
I think you're both right. I think that you have to consider the circumstances, but the games that you did play, you have control over those games. Now, especially in a year like this, you control what you can control and you go at it through. I know that Louisville has had it harder than probably almost any team outside of maybe Iona in terms of COVID pauses. Maybe Gonzaga's been hit by it as well, and Baylor. I mean, but the difference is how many other teams lost by 40 twice after coming off COVID pause?
Yeah, but and I get that, but how many of the other teams had COVID as bad as Louisville had it?
Yep. Never know.
We probably will never know, but here are the statistics. Louisville 20 spots higher in the strength of schedule and the net than either of those two teams. I think when we were watching the selection show unfold last night, when we saw those two names go by,
it was dangerous.
My heart dropped. I was like, the only chance we have is that last play-in game, and it's going to be – I don't remember who put it in the group chat. I think it was actually Higgy did something. And it was like one out of these four teams aren't going to make it. It was Michigan State, UCLA, Louisville, and Maryland. And when we saw that last play-in game of Michigan State versus UCLA,
he knew.
I was like, well, That's it.
I think when Utah State got announced, this is when I was like, okay, well, all of Lenardi's bubble teams are in except for us, and Wichita State was on the outside looking in, so we're going to have to jump up over somebody that was already previously in his field.
Yeah, because Wichita State was the only team in his field. The only team that was in.
It's the only team he missed.
The only team he missed was Wichita State, and they were if we were ranked 46, they were ranked whatever it was. They were four spots behind Louisville, I think. And when they got in, that's when I started to sweat a little bit. Sean,
hold on, I got a quick question.
Okay, Sam, back to you
for everyone.
All right,
with a 13-7 record, right?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know Mitch was on the show. Sam was here.
I am here. With a 13-7 record, if Rick Pitino was our coach, do you think we get into the tournament?
All right.
Uneffing believable.
I think hypothetically speaking, you would probably maybe say yes because of the value that Pitino has, but I don't think that there's a certain yes or no. I mean, I think it's really just a matter of how you look at. I think the NCAA is – Louisville doesn't have a good rep with the rest of the nation right now.
And
so
we're going to get to the reason why – main reason, I think, why we didn't make it here in a second. But Louisville had a winning record in the ACC. They started off 9-1. They did have a couple of bad losses. The first loss to Wisconsin, Karlik wasn't there. Jalen played 10 minutes. They were all relatively fresh off of all either having symptoms or getting over it. That one's excused as far as I'm concerned. The North Carolina one, the only excuse that I don't even really have much of an excuse for that one except for the fact we got tired really quick in that game.
They didn't practice or play for 19 days.
That's true. So that could have – but, yeah, absolutely, I feel there's no way Louisville should have been left out of the tournament. And the reason why they were is because of the head of the tournament committee.
You know who the team is that – I'm not even talking about Wichita or Drake. I told you this last night. How does Syracuse get in over us?
I don't know. Well, they were ranked ahead of us in the net and everything else.
Didn't they win two games in the ACC conference?
They lost to Virginia at the buzzer, right?
They had a 640 winning percentage. We had a 650, and it's got the stats I had last night's gone. But we had a far better record outside of the
quad 1 and 2 wins. We had more than they did.
Right,
our record was better.
We were ahead of them. We were ahead of them in the ACC standings. We had a better winning percentage outside of the conference, inside of the conference.
Well, my question is, what two teams did they beat in the ACC tournament?
I think they got a bye on the one.
They had a bye on the one. They played one game, and it was
they lost
Clemson.
Virginia.
They beat
NC State and Clemson.
Because they beat both of those two. I mean,
and
Clemson.
Clemson's in the tournament,
yeah,
right?
They're a 9 seed, I believe. They're a 7. They're a 7.
They didn't play Clemson in the tournament.
Okay, who did they play in the tournament?
They didn't.
Oh.
It was on the 3rd. The 10th is when the conference tournament started.
Okay, so, yeah, it was
They beat Syracuse beat NC State and then lost to Virginia.
Okay, so
they won
one
game.
Just win one game. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's my team that I think should, forget Drake and
Wichita.
Those three teams definitely are the ones that you can stretch your head at. We can match Louisville and Syracuse up more,
right.
Put them next to each other more.
And then Maryland would be the fourth team.
Well, screw Maryland. But,
Maryland was getting in because people like to fantasize about the Big 12, not you.
Well,
not
they
you,
were in
the
as
Big 10,
what,
the Big 10.
10, 10 seed?
They
were comfortably in.
Well, the thing about it is like you throw a record out, they were 16-12, but because people basically romanticize the Big 10 and talk about it like it's the old Big East. I mean, now, for granted, it is a good conference, but, I mean, it's almost like they use that to kind of justify. If you do go back and look at Maryland's losses, they do have some bad losses. And it's one of those where it's like,
why is it that the other team? I think Illinois is. Are they a one? They're a one, right?
Yeah.
They've got like 7 losses.
No,
right?
I think actually it's 8 or 9.
8 or 9. Kansas was ranked in the top five for most of the year.
It's just the quality of opponent, really.
But Illinois has beaten more top 25 teams
than
anybody in the country. So when you're playing that many games against
top
8 teams,
a lot of their games didn't get canceled.
Well, but a lot of their top 25 games are within their conference because they had so many teams ranked.
Ohio State, Michigan, Wisconsin.
The ACC did Louisville no favors.
No.
The ACC was weak. You could see. I noticed that the tournament committee did not rate the ACC really, really high. When I saw Georgia Tech, who won the ACC tournament, was a eight or nine seed.
Didn't we beat them by 20?
And North Carolina was an eight seed. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, hell no. Yeah, we're not gonna. We're not gonna get
Ohio
any
State
love.
Was Virginia, the one that had
Virginia
nine
Tech
losses,
was a 10?
I think. Yeah, we weren't really the tournament committee didn't do. I mean, I don't want to say they didn't do the ACC any favors, but the ACC didn't do themselves any favors in the eyes of the tournament committee.
No, you're right. I'm gonna be honest. I think we say that Louisville was the first team out, and obviously they were. I don't think it was as seriously considered as it might look to be. I think that Louisville was squarely the first team out. I personally, with the way that Barnhart talked last night about it, I mean
he
can't
explain.
And let's talk about it, because that's a transition I've been trying to do for 5 minutes, and then Sam started talking again. I'm just kidding. So speaking of the tournament, the reason why I feel like we're not in the tournament is because of the president of the selection committee, University of Kentucky athletic director Mitch Barnhart. Sean, what do you think of his explanation on why Louisville was left out?
It wasn't an explanation. He skipped around the entire question.
He really did. He really did, though.
Because they asked him, what was it they asked him exactly? They asked him,
what would you say to Louisville fans about why they were in the tournament? Something like that. But they asked him about Louisville specifically.
And then he goes on to say, well, we liked no, he went after the two conference.
He talked about the COVID pauses. Yeah.
The COVID pauses and then the conference tournament upsets, Georgetown and Oregon State.
He completely dodged the whole bubble.
He didn't even talk about the at-large teams of Wichita State and Drake getting in. He had no answer for why they actually got in, because that would be why I want to know.
He wasn't going to answer it. I personally don't. I don't think
he don't have an answer. Is what it was.
I don't think
he didn't have a damn answer.
No, he has an answer. No, he's just not going to say nothing.
Personally, I think here's my take. I don't think that Mitch Barnhart necessarily was the reason we didn't make it, but it did not help that he was the head of the committee. I think that when you look at these teams in a group, we had our opportunities to win it. Or not to win it, but to get in. We didn't handle business, but at the end of the day, it does not help us that the head of the committee is Mitch Barnhart. That I'm going to acknowledge the conspiracy, but I'm not going to necessarily, back it. Kentucky having as bad of a season as they did.
Who?
All words are off.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's true. This is uncensored. Okay. You caught me on a technicality.
Well, if we're not getting in, they ain't getting in either.
But like I said,
hey, did you know, real quick, fun fact, Coach Cal got paid $1 million for every win they had this year?
So I got $4 million?
Nine.
Oh.
He got paid paid $9 million to coach a team to a 34% win. Sorry. We don't talk about them douche canoes long enough, so go ahead, Don. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That was basically all I was saying. I don't think that he was the reason why we got left out, like some conspiracy theorist thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm 100% on board.
You think that's
if we were the fourth or fifth, then
you can't
I'd
convince
say,
me otherwise that you pick Syracuse again. I'm going back to Syracuse over Louisville, other than the fact that he's the AD at Kentucky.
Like I said, I didn't think it helped us. I just think that there's a lot of factors that if Louisville was like SMU a couple years ago when they were truly ranked and got snubbed in that 2014 tournament, then I'd say, okay, there's something here.
Oh, yeah,
that
I'm
has
not saying
be.
Like this was we're a colossal mistake. Like, I'm not saying this was like an upset.
I'm just
like
saying
we weren't ranked.
It didn't help us that Mitch was there. I mean, it didn't surprise me neither.
Yeah, what I'm getting
never
at
helps
is if Mitch Barnhart
wasn't
there, I think Louisville gets in. That's what I'm saying.
That's fair.
Because there's like three teams that you can – literally put side by side with, like I said, if we are the fourth alternate or fifth one, I'd be like, okay, probably not. But we are sitting right there at the last one out, the first one in.
The NCAA is a business, right?
It's a business.
Yes. Okay. Every year, what is the number one market for March Madness?
It's Louisville, Kentucky.
So when you get down to the 60, you're talking about 67 through 69.
That should have been enough of a lock right there.
Who cares about Drake? I mean, let's just be real.
I agree with you.
Who cares about Wichita?
Everything's about
right, but that's what I'm
money.
Getting about.
No, you're right.
Like TV ratings. Now, Louisville's still probably going to be the number one market because people just we love basketball. We love college basketball. But from a business standpoint, that was dumb.
It really was.
That was dumb, man. Like you got a chance to put Syracuse that I mean, granted they're in New York, but nobody in New York cares about
you know what that
college
was.
Basketball.
This is my theory.
I don't even know where Drake is. Like, does anybody even know where Drake is?
Nebraska, I think.
Like, nobody cares. But, Wichita, nobody cares.
You knew Sean knew.
But well,
I mean,
he didn't know
too.
Oregon State was in the Pac-12, though.
That's fair. True.
So
was
I'm not quite sure that he's
fail.
Right.
Well, damn.
Here's my theory on this, is that they put Jim Boeheim in because they screwed him so many times on the bubble. There's been many times his team should have been in, and they didn't get in.
Drake should have been in. Louisville should have been
I'm
in.
I'm not as pissed off about Syracuse as you. I'm more pissed off at, like, Drake's any – like, their average win was, like, top 100 in the net. Like, that – like, squarely at, like, number 100. Wichita State is basically – I'm
sorry.
I know that they were the number one regular season seed in the AAC, but, I mean, their resume is not better than Louisville's. Drake's definitely isn't better than Louisville. I guess I can make a pitch as to why Syracuse got in, but those two are real head-scratchers.
By the way, Drake University is in Des Moines, Iowa, so you are incorrect, Sean.
The only
Again, that's
city
what I
that
said.
I
he
know
he said Nebraska.
You can't never believe Sean anyway.
No, they're next to each other, right?
I mean, geography, that's like his home run hitter right there is geography. And
history.
He
why do I feel like my mic's off?
I knew we wouldn't re-signing him, dude. We're
Titans
line,
re-sign we're, Bud Dupree.
Yeah, we're linebacker.
I was just showing where he.
Yeah,
where
we're he we talked about the other day. We're linebacker and wide receiver. Yeah, you and as far as that goes, we'll
Devin
turn
Bush
out.
Coming back next
well,
year would have had his spot. Anyway,
Alex
Highsmith,
Spillane, they all play good. So
also now we can just say Bud Dupree sucks because he don't.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
You can wait. You can wait for that.
Unbelievable.
Well, you don't play for my team no more.
Higgy, what do you think about it?
I was just saying an independent shittigus.
That's what I said, shittigus. He's a piece of shittigus.
I swear.
I got cut off on the to cuss.
To cuss. Yeah, I accidentally interrupted you there. All right, y'all. So I have, again, this show's all, and we're going to go as long as we need to tonight, Giggity, and we're at Dalton Water, we not.
We are not sorry.
We're not sorry.
We and won't be sorry at the end of this.
We won't. And
Valparaiso beat Drake by 17 points.
I knew Joey was not going to let that go. But
Drake was ranked 25th at that point.
But okay, Drake, so, been ranked, but Drake but, makes good songs.
That's debatable. Please let's not get into that argument.
I'm just going to say,
can one say that their Hotline
and Drake
blinged when their name was announced?
That well, our name wasn't, so our
I'll
Hotline
be here
didn't
all
blink.
Night, folks.
Bradley beat these dudes.
Brad who?
Bradley.
Brad Pitt beat Drake? That sounds like an
Bradley.
Assault charge.
So I've created a way tonight to let people get out their frustrations. Again, they're allowed to cuss if they want to tonight. But also, I created a way to let everybody let loose and let the stress and the bad vibes go. And I want to call this next segment EAD. Wes, do you know what EAD stands for? Oh, I mean, don't say it, but do you know what it stands for? Or do you think you know what it stands for?
I think I know what it stands for.
A
diss. We're going to diss some people.
Oh, now, okay.
Eat a Danish.
You thought I was going to say eat a wiener, right?
I would have said it for you. I'm
okay,
cool with it.
Okay. That's not. Again, I've loosened the language restrictions.
Can I stop you real quick?
Sure.
Sean, why you got the Jack Harlow look over here?
No, bro. He's got
he does look like a great value Jack Harlow right now.
Like, for real. I had to stop and look at you like four or five times.
If only I had, like, half his money.
You don't even need half of the money.
All you got to say is what's popping.
Not Sean.
That jacket looks like it's about to
look
pop.
Look at Sean.
Oh, no.
It's like that when life gives you lemons. Look at him. There you go, Sean.
All right,
like
Sean.
Dude off super bad.
You're going to be the first person to tell somebody to EAD.
Sean looks like a
brand new segment. What's popping?
Sean looks like a little Dickie, the rapper.
Hey, but Wichita State did beat Houston, though.
We're still on that.
I knew it. So, Sean, the first topic, personal topic.
They lost to Cincinnati?
Is Mitch Barnhart.
Cincinnati wasn't too bad.
Mitch Barnhart. So, I want
that.
You
You're
to diss
to my back, bro.
Mitch Barnhart for me.
I got
to. Yeah, you get to.
Come on.
You get to tell Mitch
so
Barnhart
excited.
To EAD. Eat a diss.
I'm so excited.
That jackass.
Here we go.
Listen.
Boom, roasted.
Got the Cubs jacket popping.
That dude, I'm a public. All he cares about is that Kentucky is number one in everything, right? No. And when his teammate number one, what's he going to do? He's going to diss Louisville any way he can. Any way he can. Keeping us out of the tournament. Not even having to explain why he did it. He danced around the question, it little punk ass.
Sean's going to get his ass.
Tell us how you really feel, Sean.
Sean's going to leave Jeremy's house and Mitch is going to be there just bash his knees.
What'd you say about me?
So,
hey, he got jumped.
You know what? That's all I got to say.
Okay. Then he's going to say, it. What's popping?
My button jacket's not stopping.
All right.
Sam, you're going to be the next person to tell somebody to EAD, and that would be local radio personality and former University of Louisville Cardinal. No, not Marcus Maven.
Oh, that idiot.
Marcus? Jerry Eves.
I was about to say, I was like, no Marcus slander.
Marcus.
Right now.
Yeah, Marcus helped me learn a lot of valuable lessons in college. But Jerry Eves. So tell Jerry Eves the EAD. Eat a diss.
In as pure and simple as a way that I can say it, bro, you a non-factor in the University of Louisville right now. I don't know.
This is already better than Sean's.
I don't know why you comment on anything, because ever since we went away from who you wanted as a head coach, you've just been not the biggest fan of Louisville. So I don't understand why you want to comment on anything that has anything to do with the University of Louisville. Now,
isn't he the one who said don't associate me with the University of Louisville? Who was that?
That was Butch Beard.
Butch Beard.
Screw him too.
So, just
I don't know, saying shit.
Stay in your lane and stay in your lane. We obviously don't need you. Your advice ain't worth the damn paper that is on. And just EAD.
EAD.
A big fat one.
Un-effing believable.
I agree, Sean.
Sweaty.
Joey,
I've been dissing mine all year long, two years.
NCAA Commissioner David Grissom. He is the NCAA Commissioner, correct?
I don't know who he is.
He was Louisville.
David Grissom Louisville was just he was on the board of trustees.
Sorry, the chairman of the board. Who said Grissom? Somebody said Grissom.
I said Grissom and Andre McGee.
Okay, well, we're going to save Andre McGee for Wes because they're both.
Well,
similar
I don't
builds.
Know who I'm talking about then.
Okay, so if you don't, okay, Kenny Wait, Thomas and Jordan Fair.
Oh,
tell them to EAD.
You mean Kenny Johnson?
Kenny Johnson. Yup. The
Ernie Smith.
I didn't
yes.
do it.
Kenny Johnson and Jordan Fair. Tell them to EAD.
Man, both of them like
unbelievable.
We're talking about a diss, right?
Right. Eat a diss. Tell them to EAD.
Who was it? Snoop and Dre in that song when they're going Easy E can eat a big fat diss. Kenny Johnson can eat a big fat diss. Jordan Fair can eat a big fat diss. Go eat a big fat dish, you bunch of
yeah. You can't say the rest.
Yep.
Yeah,
can't say the rest.
We're not allowed.
POSs.
All right, so y'all can both of y'all can
bunch
eat
of pusses.
They should have to touch on Sam's. Point.
Okay. Sure. I don't mean to. You're gonna have to fill me in on some of these people.
Okay, I will. I'm not gonna leave you out in the cold.
I know. I was like,
but the crumb era players definitely need to fall back, stay in their own lane. This is a whole different era, whole different time. But I will say, 10 out of 10 times, I'll take Kenny Payne as my next head coach any day, all day.
I'll back it.
And there's no question about that. Do they have a right to feel like they're
Kenny Payne and Jeff Brom 2024?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't want that. But those guys, we understand. You did a lot of great things for our program. We really do appreciate it. But just because your guy don't get picked,
I want the best guy for the job.
Don't mean that y'all get to just run us up and down. Kenny Johnson. I don't know why somebody sent me Kenny Thomas. Kenny Johnson,
probably Higgy
and Jordan. It was Higgy. Jordan Fair, both, they should have known better. Like, this is University of Louisville.
That's probably why they tried harder.
They may have not wanted to let Coach P – by the way, congratulations, Coach P, taking Iona to the tournament in his first year. But
go Gales. Like,
those guys should have known better. Dalton, I'm going to let you go ahead and tell Mr. Grissom to EAD next.
Well, I have to censor a decent amount of what I say because
Because
he's not on the board anymore, right?
Well, there's a certain avenue that I'm trying to keep open with the University of Louisville that I...
That's fair. Not,
I just personally, you know, in the nicest IDGAF. Way possible, well, actually, with all disrespect and, you know, induced, I mean, you are pretty much the sole reason as to why things are the way that they transpired. I mean, your whole legacy that you left, everything in your work life is, you know, up to this point, one of the reasons for a ton of pain in the Louisville fan base. And you better have a good family life because of the results from this are, you know, nothing short of disastrous and utterly catastrophic.
Absolutely, and he can eat all of the disses as far as I'm concerned. Wes,
David Grissom can eat a big fat diss.
Wes, I'm gonna make yours easy.
Macaroni and cheese.
Tell Andre McGee why he can eat a big fat diss.
Oh, this lovely.
Can't nobody find him though.
Can't nobody find him.
Is he Uber or Lyft? Yeah. Is he still Uber or Lyft?
Yeah, Uber Eats in Missouri somewhere. But go ahead. Tell.
Oh, he's still in Missouri.
I don't know. Nobody knows.
He's in Witsack.
Nobody.
I think he's going to be featured on America's Most Wanted tonight.
Shut up, Whack Harlow.
Wow.
Whack Harlow.
Okay, Miss Andre.
That should be your new Twitter name, Whack Harlow.
It should be. You should change it to Whack Harlow.
Oh, God.
Or whack himself.
Unbelievable.
Might get you some WAP.
Whack himself, Harlow.
It might get him some WAP.
Or you could
please
go,
don't get me started.
Or you could go up, Cardi B.
Andre McGee, eat a diss.
Mr. Andre McGee, wherever you are in your Uber, I hope somebody takes tires off your car, puts them on bricks, puts them on bricks for what you did to Louisville. I can't forgive you still. We just can't forgive you anymore. In all disrespect, I hope, you know what, just your car on bricks. I'm cool with it. I can't keep going with this.
Don't forget to rate him a zero star. You should have opened up with the old Anthony Jeselnik line. They say you roast the ones you love, so I'm going to keep this short.
I was wanting to hear more of. I hope your car tires go flat, But I like it.
You know what you did. You were wrong for it. You knew better. And you just failed. You failed miserably in that job. So
you failed Patino more than anything.
More than anything. You put him in a position where he shouldn't have been in. And I don't know if y'all talked. I don't know if he forgave you, but I have not. So that's just my take on it.
He's never going to be forgiven.
Whatever he got from Katina. Whatever he got from Katina, he deserves
it. I hope it was herpes.
Whatever you got,
it's
I hope
five,
he's still
it's
suffering.
It's 5 years later, and we're not even – I know that there's some more stuff to it, but we're technically still not past that chapter, and it's because of solely 100% Andre McGee. You weren't even good enough here at Louisville to be, you know, to be even considered to be forgiven, in my opinion.
He was a 1,000-point scorer, right?
Was he
really? I think so.
Well, I couldn't tell because I've forgotten because the only thing I remember about Andre McGee is just immense pain. I'm in Spain, but the S is silent.
He heard that from something because I heard it on something.
Okay.
Yeah, like a year ago.
What was it? No. No, that's what it was. It was on Coming to America, too. I watched that the other night.
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, fair enough. I was like, I'm going to write that down in my notes because that is awesome.
To all our listeners out there, if you ever end up in an Uber with Andre McGee, make sure you rate him a 0 star, please.
Please do.
That, and we personally will pitch in $100 total.
I hope he wins the lottery and loses his ticket.
I hope he does. I hope he finds out that his girlfriend's pregnant and they go on Maury and he's not the father. But he wants to be the father. I hope he wants to be the father and he's not the father.
Wow.
Sam's face, he's like,
I mean, we going there, huh?
I hope he thinks he's getting a stimulus check, and then it's all taken by the IRS.
I hope there's always snow in his driveway.
Oh, I hope he wears flip flops out during a thunderstorm.
I hope
no
I
socks.
Hope his, I hope he hits his ankle on a Razor scooter.
You know what?
Steps on Legos
for the rest of the
You know what? I was gonna say that step on Legos
for the rest of the segment. Let's just throw a couple more jokes like that. I hope Andre McGee walks through his living room on a bed full of Legos.
That's fine.
That's fine with me.
I hope
every time he goes into his bedroom, he hits his toenail to the corner of the bed.
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, I hope he gets one more sexual partner than Sean.
Yeah. Well, wow.
I
hope he gets in the shower and the water's turned all the way up, yet it stays cold.
Oh, snap. All right, let's move on.
When do we start the inevitable Mac conversation?
I hope Andre's mom. Okay, never
mind. No. That's too far.
Hope Andre's mom gets dunked on. Just anywhere randomly. You remember when they were doing those video a couple years ago where people were carrying around backboards?
Yep.
I hope somebody puts a backboard over Andre's mom and somebody comes through and windmills right on her back.
I don't think his mom deserves it, but I think he does.
His mom's the one that birthed him. So in fact, she is the reason we're in this trouble.
If she didn't put him on dessert, we wouldn't have to go through this.
I'll be honest with you, I could say something real foul right now.
You
and
could.
I should not do that.
You shouldn't.
So we'll move on. Social media, the negative fans, we'll keep it real simple. All the negative fans on social media just eat a random diss. At the end of the day, this has been a COVID mangled season for Louisville. Yes, it has. It's affected every other team in the country. So before you say, well, everybody else went through COVID.
You know she's ready.
No, ready. She's ready. Talking about Dana Evans, sorry. Dana.
Yeah, I mean, she's always ready. That's her nickname, Always Ready Dana Evans. But and we'll talk about them in depth in a minute. Sam's going to fill us in on them, where they're heading, all that good stuff. Last but not least, though, I just mentioned it, COVID. You can eat a big old diss, choke on it, swallow it, get infected, get out of our lives, COVID. We're tired of it. We just want everything to go back to normal. Our thoughts and prayers are out there for everybody who's been affected by this, anyone who will be affected by this. We wish the best of luck to Aiden Gahan. Man, we were really excited to get you. And as Coach Mack said today in the press conference, that never panned out because of injuries and illnesses and other things. But to Aiden, to Charles Menlin, who we know both of those guys are gone, we really appreciate everything that you did for the university, and we wish you the best of luck in future endeavors. Sam, the women's basketball team, man. We're moving on.
I'm going to find you, Andre McGee.
He's going to find you, and he's going to make sure that one day you're supposed to wear a tie to work, and your ties are going to be gone. He's going to steal all the ties and throw them in the garbage.
Just like we cut all ties with you and the University of Louisville. I'm here all night, folks.
Cutting all ties.
I'll steal all his left side of his
shoes. Are we done with the men's team?
We are. That's why I just transitioned to the women's basketball team before Wes Rock over here decided he was going to throw one more joke. So, I appreciate it. You know, I'm a joking guy. We can sit here and joke all night long.
Go ahead, Sam.
The women's basketball thanks. I'm not Sam. I'm Jeremy. But they lost in the ACC title game.
And Jeremy.
But they were selected tonight as the number 2 seed in the NCAA tournament. They will face Marist at 8 p.m. on Monday on ESPN. Stanford is the number 1 seed in their bracket. Sam, let us know.
Sean, where Marist from?
Yeah, where's Marist at, Sean?
No idea.
Don't answer.
I hate him.
I thought he was going to say it too.
Sam, go ahead and let everybody know the and we're not going to take a commercial break, so we're flowing right through to the end. Sam, let us know everything we need to know about the women's team going into the NCAA tournament.
Okay. So here's the fact. I think the women's basketball team is in the second most difficult bracket.
Okay.
But I do like their matchup everywhere through this bracket. Unless Georgia beats Oregon.
What about, you said that earlier, but what about, because I thought we got a phenomenal draw. I thought we were exponentially better than every team in that bracket other than the number 1 seed. But immediately you were like, man, Georgia's scared. What about Georgia scares you?
For one, they have three players that average in double figures. They rebound the ball really, really well. I think they average about 40 rebounds a game. And that's where Louisville struggles, is on the backboard. And then they shoot over 44% from the field as a team. That lets you know that they have good coaching and they execute. And then on top of that, they average over 8 steals, I think close to 9 steals a game. So they obviously play some great defense. And that's what scares me, because we've seen teams like Florida State, NC State, that when they have athletic guards and people that can really lock in, it becomes a Dana Evans show. And if Dana isn't Dana, we tend to struggle. So
how often, though, have we seen Dana not be Dana?
In the ACC tournament.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
So, but that's why I said I don't like.
No home training.
That's why I said I didn't like the but if Oregon beats Georgia, which they have a chance of doing, because, and I think Georgia's real battle tested, because the SEC was probably the best conference this year when it came to women basketball, with Texas A&M, of course, South Carolina, Tennessee was really good, so, and then of course Georgia, and of course you always have the blue folks up the road.
Never heard of them.
Well, that's fine.
We don't talk about them.
That's fine. But I think in our bracket, I'm not too concerned about when we get to Stanford, because that would be the Elite Eight, I'm almost certain.
Yeah.
Yes. And I trust Jeff Waltz in the Elite Eight. But it's just getting there. If we can, I'm not afraid of Marist, and I think UCF is going to beat Northwestern, so I'm not afraid of UCF either, even though they only average about they average about 58 points a game, and they give up only 50. So that's another team that plays really, really good defense. But like I said, Louisville has the talent, and I think Dana's going to lead this group of girls to the Elite Eight. And when we get to the Elite Eight, we will need to see the depth, and that's why I think someone like an Elizabeth Balogun is going to come in key, because she'll need to help those freshmen to kind of even out the nerves and the little jitters that they may have. But I know Haley Von Litt's a baller, so she might not have any nerves at all.
Coach Wall said tonight, like after the bracket, that we'll go as far as Liz Dixon and Olivia Cochran take us.
On the backboards, because that's where Lou would struggle. That's your two posts.
Well, that wasn't a quote. I mean, the quote was just, we're going to go as far as they'll, because you know what you're going to get from Dana.
Right.
But you got to have some other people step up. And that's basically the two that he's saying need to step up.
What he is trying to say to them is control the backboard. Well, we struggled all year on the backboard.
However, I mean.
But that's why I say I think Elizabeth Balogun is key, because she's 6'1". She can she's athletic. She can rebound. She can handle the ball. And she can score. So it'll give them another person to rebound. But I agree with Coach Walls. That's why I mentioned the rebounds. Like, we struggle on rebounding. So if your post players, and it's just not post players, Mikasa Robinson does a really good job of rebounding. Kiana Smith does. Kaylee Van Litt also is really, really good at rebounding for, what, 5'7"?
Did you say Haley Van Litt?
Or Van Buckets, whichever one you want to call her. But I think Louisville just needs to rebound as a team, and not just rely on Cochran and Dixon. But at the end of the day, if we can control the backboards, I'll take Louisville's shot with anybody in the country, even UConn.
We're winning it all.
And South Carolina.
Champions.
So basically Sam is saying that we're going to win the NCAA tournament this year, and I'm cool
with
that.
That's what I'm saying.
Real quick, before we move on.
Haley Van Chip.
Haley Van, that's a good one.
You heard it here first.
You actually did. That's, we're not going to tell you to eat a D, dis, Joey, or a D, whatever that is. Almost
donut.
That. Real quick, though. So we've talked before the show on Twitter at length about Coach Mack, and there's been a lot of people not wanting to give him the benefit of the doubt for anything. Why is it, do you think, and Sean, I'll start with you, why are we so willing to give Coach Walls the benefit of the doubt? He's had the top 10 recruiting classes. And I'm not saying I want people to get on Jeff Walls, but he's had the recruiting classes. He's fell short in the tournaments. We've only got do we have two national championship appearances?
Yes.
In the last few year, last 15 years, never been able to win the big one. And then we have also over there Coach McDonald, who
I was going
to
say, don't forget him.
Who is basically those two people can do no wrong. Like, we could literally never win a national title for women's basketball in Louisville.
I don't think so.
And Jeff Wall. I mean, what's kept his – like, why are we so willing – because – is it because basketball is such a high-profile sport? Football is a high-profile sport, so we have shorter leashes when it comes to them? Or is it because, you know we have great coaches in Walls and McDonald, and we don't want to lose them regardless?
It's because they – even though they have not won the big one, they've gotten there. They've gotten there. They competed. They were like, I mean, Louisville was what, two outs away from beating Vanderbilt. I mean, the national champion, the eventual national champion, Louisville. They unfortunately they ran to what was it? The 1 year UConn was like a buzzsaw.
So you're telling me almost does count?
Yes, because they had success. They like with think about the Shoney Schimmel team. That team wasn't supposed to get to the championship.
That team was awesome.
So
what Sean is saying is almost only counts in hand grenades, horseshoes, and him having
like
a female lover.
You feel like they're going to eventually actually win it.
I've felt that way for 10 years now, though. At what point is it?
But they got a track record of winning.
Yeah, that's true. But I just feel like those two people don't get scrutinized enough in Coach Mack and insert whatever Coach Satterfield at the moment. But none of our coaches, football coaches, has ever had a lot of.
That's our two revenue sports, so you want to keep the fans in the seat. Like,
well,
that's
I agree.
The thing. That's,
but you got to also keep in mind too when it comes.
We didn't used to charge for admittance for baseball until what, last year.
All women's basketball.
This is the third season they've charged, and we should have never started that. I didn't miss a game in 6 years because it was free,
but
I always had a bunch of kids with me.
What I'm getting at is that. Men's basketball and football is what brings money into the university. So if you don't scrutinize those coaches to, you know, make them, you know, it's just like in any job. If you don't have somebody pushing you to be better, then you get lax. You know, you relax and you get complacent.
Yeah.
And you don't do better. Well, in those two cases, you're not winning games. Fans are not going to go to the games, and now you're not making money. And then you can't afford to pay for Jeff Walls. You can't afford to pay for Coach Mack, McDonald.
That's a fair assessment.
But also, too, when it comes to women's basketball, you got to realize Louisville was – they're prominent in men's basketball. They were busting onto the scene when Coach Walls came in 2009. And it's kind of harder in women's basketball – to bust through than men's because
no, that's true. Because for the longest, even when Louisville just started to become one of the top teams, it was the same teams that had won it. Like, if you look at the champions, it was Tennessee, UConn, Stanford, and one other team that had won like 20 out of the last 24.
Every once in a while, you see Notre Dame,
yeah,
Baylor and South Carolina just recently came on the scene about 10
Duke
years ago.
Duke was really good for a while,
right? So, and then you got to keep in mind. Coach Walt's teams are exciting. They're very, very exciting to watch, win or lose. They're always
right.
He always puts a good product on the floor. And then when we made it to the championship game in 2009 and 2013, no one expected us to beat UConn.
No.
We were never the best. We might have been the overall seed once or twice, but we were never ever the best team. So when they went ahead and made deep runs into the like Final Four and things like that, it wasn't expected to go ahead and win. Like, hey, I'm happy that you made it. Go ahead, do what you can do. Try to go ahead and win it. But at some point in time, with the success that Coach Walsh is having, I do think that they're going to start to expect, hey, look, man, we're getting these McDonald's All-Americans. Like this year, in Coach Walsh's 15 years of coaching, or 14, this was the first time that he was able to put five McDonald's All-Americans on the court at the same time. He's never been able to do that. But when you look at Notre Dame, UConn, Stanford, Tennessee, Baylor, now South Carolina, Texas A&M, like they do that continuously. So Louisville's now just starting to have their seat at the table now that they're known nationally now. So it's going to take them a few more years to go ahead and maybe just catch one of those one or two teams slipping.
Lightning in the bottle.
So you think they're still building their foundation?
They're still building.
Okay.
Yes.
That's fair. So I want to bounce.
If Coach Mack moves on, why don't we just move Jeff? I mean, what's the difference between coaching women's and men's basketball? If he's that good with women's basketball, why couldn't he coach the men's?
I thought about that too, man.
That would just be historically unprecedented. I'm not sure they would ever
even
consider him.
I think it would be badass, to be honest with you. At least give it a try.
It could be.
And let Sam Purcell coach the women. Cause I think
even if it was just on an intern basis, you know, like even the year that, like with Padgett, you could have moved Walls on over. And just like for 1 year, like you're going to be our men's coach until we find somebody. And if he did good, hey. Yeah.
So really.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Really quick before we move to the rear end of the show. And no, I wasn't looking at you when I said that, Sean. I want to bounce back to men's basketball for just one moment. Is Chris Mack on the hot seat and should he be, Sean?
No, and he shouldn't be. Not right now.
Sam?
No, he's not on the hot seat. Next year, if there's not an improvement, I think he should be.
Okay, so I think so far all three of us do not think he's on the hot seat and are willing to give him one more. Because at the end of the day, he's had some pretty he's only played like, what, 33% of his games? Or I'm sorry, it was 43% of all games that have been it was something ridiculous.
He's got like a 640 win percentage while he's here.
Right, but so he's won a good amount of his games. He's just not – last year the tournament was canceled, so he didn't get to show his NCAA worth there. If you kick me again, Wes, I'm going to flick you right in the middle of the forehead. I'm just kidding.
Apologize.
And this year he didn't get into the tournament, so we still don't know his tournament worth. So I am willing to give him – not that it's my decision, but I tend to think he'll be here to the end of his contract.
I think so, too.
You know, Joey, what about you? Is he on the hot seat? Do you think he should be?
No, I think he's, like, pretty far from the hot seat. There's only – like, you may think he's, you know, on the hot seat, but there's only one person.
Said he's not.
When I said it, you kind of shook. Like, I thought you were like, are you serious?
You said he was far from
I don't think he's even close to being on the hot seat because there's only one person that he's got to report to, that's Vince Tyree.
Vince is going to be as patient as possible with him.
And Vince signed a contract with the man.
And he's going to honor his word if possible.
Because look, no, hold on, real quick. Nobody interrupt me, please.
Okay.
So what did we just go through with Petrino necessarily, but even with Satterfield? The whole contract thing, right?
Right.
If he signed Mac to a 6-year contract, he's going to give him 6 years. Now, when that fifth year, you know, he gets that fifth year done, then Tyree will look at what does he do in year 6, what has he done as a body of work. The second part to that is, and I've been saying this just like you did, he had the first year. They went to the tournament. Grant, they lost first round exit. Went to the tournament. Second year, would have been in the tournament. Tournament gets canceled. This year, we paused for what? A total of a month and a half during the season?
Only played 20 out of our 30 scheduled games.
Okay, so, I mean – and we started the season off with Menland and Malik both hurt.
And Josh.
And Josh. And then Josh came back, played some games, and then was hurt again. We had multiple injuries throughout the year on top of COVID. Like, I'm just like, to me, I'm acting like this year didn't even happen. And I would say that with any program in the country, some schools had better luck, you know, with staying away from it. But, man, I mean, when you look at the, like, how fast this virus has spread, like, it's affected a lot of teams. So, like, as far as when you're doing a job evaluation, erase 2020-21 basketball season off the map. And, you know, so to me, no, he's not, and like we spoke earlier, he's had one class come in, really, one class.
One full class. Yes.
Right. So then he's got another one coming in next year. So next year, I'm with you. Next year will be a good gauge to see, does he switch up his, you know, anything that his coaching style or how he's pushing the players or his substitution pattern or his adjustment pattern, in, you know, those, because he, just like you say, you haven't seen player growth. I mean, you have to grow as a coach as well. So, like, I mean, he's not exempt from that. So, to your point, he has to evolve as well. And the biggest thing, because, you know, in my job, I'm a manager. I manage people. It's no different than coaching. You know, basically, that's what I am at work. I'm a head coach. And it's my job to make sure I put the right people in the right places so that we succeed as a team. It's my job to keep my eyes open. I have team leads that are like my assistants, right?
Right.
So they're handling a lot of the day-to-day.
The smaller things.
Right. But I'm looking at a 10,000-foot view, you know, overhead, and, like, I've got to dissect this stuff and figure out who is the right people for the right places. And going back to, you know, certain people thinking maybe they're out of the, you know, in the wrong position, this, that, and other. Well, to be honest with you, you're a kid. I'm a coach. I've been doing this. I played this game. I've been doing it. So my job is to put you in the best position to succeed. It's my job to put everybody as a group in the right positions for us all to succeed, because we're not here for that one person. We're here for the team.
Coach
and I don't think he's done. I don't think he's done a bad job at that yet. Because again, he's had a lot of missing pieces at the wrong times.
Let me. When you say that you don't count this year,
nope.
I'll give him a pass for that. Does it count against his contract?
I just said I don't.
I'm pretty sure. No. Okay. Well, the reason why
personally.
It doesn't count against his contract, so he should be held accountable for this year. And I would agree that when you said Vince Tyree, his contract is 6 or 7 years, you will wait till the year before the contract's up, before you start evaluating. Vince Tyree might not have that opportunity. And
well,
let me tell you why.
We ain't going to be paying a lot of people to be buying a lot of people out no more. I can tell you that much.
Let me tell you why. The reason why I say he might not have that opportunity if Chris Mack doesn't do some improvement is because of us and Card Nation. Because if we start spending money to go to those basketball games because we don't like the product, there's no money coming in.
But come on, man. He's got to be 5-25 for that to happen, bro.
With the football team, fans stopped showing – the product on the field sucked. Fans stopped showing up. So when the fans stopped showing up, there's no money there. Yeah. So you got to get rid of it.
You're going doomsday with it, bro. You're like,
no, that's what I'm saying. But if Card Nation isn't happy with what's going on,
we still went to the games when we were 2-10.
Sean, how much people was in those games when we went there? It got less and less every year. Yeah. Every
well, but at the
game,
end of the day, the tickets were still sold.
That's true.
Right, but how much of those tickets were? No, listen. A lot of those tickets are come up tickets. The season tickets are always there, but a lot of those tickets are coming up to the gate or going to the ticket office and buying it same day, things like that. That's a big part of
the money.
That's
the people
as well.
Like me that can't afford to go to the games regularly that go up and spend right. that money. But I'm saying at the end of the day, the University of Louisville and Vince Tyree's athletic department still got that money.
If they announce 60,000 people being at the game and there are only 30 there, they still got paid for 60,000.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, they still got
Joey's
the money.
Making.
They still got the money.
Louisville
fans the number one
can put their money where their mouth is. If they're unhappy with Chris Mack and what the program is looking like, and they stop showing up and stop renewing those season tickets, then he has no other choice, because now everything's a bottom line. Everything's about money.
But those people that don't renew their tickets, there's 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 people that'll happily take those tickets.
I agree, but if the product is bad, Card Nation as a whole might not want to do that. And if
they start
showing up and start buying,
do you realize that before 1990, maybe 90, that we only averaged like 3 or 4 wins a year, and our stadium was always.
That's what I was gonna say. I mean, we had some losing records.
We were the Prairie View. We were a different generation.
Yeah.
Well, and that is true, because the millennials these days will try to cancel anything. No offense, but no. Back to Coach Mack. I feel like he probably will get his full contract, if anything, maybe a year cut off of it.
I think he's going to turn it around. And,
as soon as we start winning next year, the fans will stop pissing and moaning. Ooh, I had – well, no. But –
Piss isn't really a
– Well, it wasn't our house.
But, I mean, going to me, like going to what Sam's saying, yes. If we go 5-30 for 8 years, then yes. But, like – we're not going. It's that's dude. That's if me, you, Sean, Jeremy, and Wes suit up, Come on, man. We could win five games.
I remember Marcus's senior year, or maybe it was his junior year. We went 5-24.
Yeah.
And Freedom Hall was packed every – well, we beat Kentucky that year, so that saved a lot
of – Was an exciting product on the floor?
It was.
All right.
Oh, and that's why – before I forget again, because I've forgotten three times. My point is that we have to get a better offense. The offense is very vanilla.
That's where the evolve him as a coach has to evolve.
And Cardinal fans that are – man, we got – that are longing for Coach Pitino's pressing, Chris Mack's not going to – he even said that today. He said specifically, I'm not Rick Pitino. I'm not going to press the whole game every game. That's what we're accustomed to. We're not going to get
that.
And
it was exciting.
And it was exciting.
And it was productive. And I get that.
Even
that
the offense was exciting every once in a while.
That defense led to more opportunities for our offense.
Fast break points.
To be explosive. Really quick, though, shout out to our sponsor, Shack in the Back, Fitness Market, Custom Multicades, Four Pegs Beer Lounge, Derby City Lawn and Landscape, and we are running a little long, so.
Did you see somebody took the challenge down?
I did see that. Somebody
the
beat
Louisville
the
Lip Challenge.
Beat the Louisville.
Took it down.
Yep, and it wasn't Joey.
Nope, it could have been, though.
It would have been if we hadn't got COVID restricted out of that live show.
And Shack in the Back, I know they were moving locations. Have you got any update?
I don't have any update, but here's what I do know.
I drive by there every day, man, and it smells so good.
Because the food out there is delicious. Real Amazing. Quick, if you want to get in touch with any of those sponsors, I'm not going to give – because we're running so late here, I'm not going to give out any of the information on the show. Shoot me a DM or a text, and I will be glad to share that information with you all. But really fast, Fitness Market, they're having a spring explosion sale. They've got all that good stuff down there. Daggone it, Joey. And I'm actually thinking about going to get me a stationary bike for the garage. I'll see you soon. Out at Shack in the Back, they're doing the Easter hams.
I want to get a stationary bike and just sit there and eat pulled pork.
You could, and it would be beneficial for you. Order your spiral smoked ham from Shack in the Back. Slow smoke to perfection the old-fashioned way. Topped with pineapples and cherries for only $5.99 per pound. Give them a call. They will absolutely take care of your needs there. Their phone number, 363-3BBQ. Again, the people out at Fitness Market, 502-882-2694. They'll get you right on the exercise equipment. Go try to take it. You think you're man enough? Go take out the Louisville Lip Challenge at Four Pegs Beer Lounge, 634-1447. Let Chris and them know that we sent you. We got a couple of rapid fire points real quick. The baseball team got off that slumping horse. They went 4-0 last week, sweeping number 13th ranked Boston College in that span. The bats came alive. We were down in two of those three games, Sean, against Boston College, even though Jody Demlin kept calling them Georgia Tech. We had talked about the slumps in baseball. That's just a part of the game. Sometimes you start and you specifically said that Alex Benellis was a slow starter. There were other people that were just like, man, Bunnell sucks this year. And you're like, no, he's a slow starter. And boy, did his bat come alive this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had, what, two double? He had homer. I think it was his first
He had his first homer of the season. Uh-huh. He also, I want to say he was the one that had the two RBI go-ahead double yesterday.
Yes.
To put maybe it was the day before. Those games always like all run.
I know.
Especially when they're all three similarly played games. None of them were a blowout. Mm-hmm. They were close games. We were behind in the second two of those games and battled the entire game to come back. But shout out to the baseball team. Our boy Luke's struggling a little bit so far this year, but he'll snap out of that. We have no doubt about that. Sam, Dana Evans was named a Wooden Award finalist and a first-team All-American this week by Sports Illustrated and ESPN.
Yes, and you should expect more of that because it's Dana time. This is the last. This is her last go-around because I doubt they have her right now as a top 10 draft pick in the WNBA. So I think she's going to go out and put on for not only the city of Louisville but for the city of Gary, Indiana as well. Go Cards.
Absolutely. Softball this week, Sean. You told me they went 3-0 with wins against Bellarmine, Western and Valpo. Who do they play this week? The 19th through the 21st. You said they play four games. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Correct. Let everybody know what times. Do you know if any of them are on the ACC Network Extra? I assume they will be.
Let's see. They play. They actually play Clemson. Four games. Friday, 7 p.m. Saturday, and they have a doubleheader. Noon, and then 2:30, and then Sunday they play at 1:00.
Wait, they play at noon and then again at 2:30?
Yes, sir.
The game won't even be over with at 2:30.
They usually do. What they usually do at the softball games is they take like a half an hour, 45-minute break.
Yeah, but I've never seen a four-game series in either baseball at Louisville or.
No, they've had some at Alamo Stadium before.
I think softball. I remember them doing that with UConn a couple years ago, but I just don't remember it being that frequently. But we got that coming up this weekend.
Yes.
If we win those four games, we're probably receiving votes in the top 25. Joe, you were telling us earlier about certain golf accolades that happened this week, this past week as well.
Yeah, Lauren Hartledge, golfer for U of L, she equaled the school record with her 22nd top 10 finish. So shout out to Lauren and the women's golf team.
We
representing. That's my sport.
That's yours. Well, I mean, I like we all golf. Have. Yeah, any of us are welcome to do any. Well, I mean, Sam's got women's basketball. Dalton's our football beat writer. But as far as anything else, anybody can talk about anything they want to. But
Higgy's
yeah,
our softball guy.
No, he's
we had
he's
two,
not.
Two women in the top 15 Higgy's, in the Valspar Augusta Invitational. So, good job, ladies.
Absolutely, and we do appreciate all the contributors at CardinalSportsZone.com, no matter how much they do, like Shauna Dalton and Sam, and no matter how little they do, and I will not say any names.
I would just hand an independent Shinnecker's hand and hand it to him.
And hand it to him.
I swear.
Did you just say Shinnecker's?
I don't know how that button came on. I think it's a conspiracy. Wes, I want you to say one more thing you hope happens to Andre McGee's car here in a few minutes. Think of a good one. Okay. I'm going to give you a few minutes. And we got a couple good pieces coming out this week. Tomorrow morning, tune into CardinalSportsZone.com for a brand new Nonsense by Jeff Nunn. He's got a pretty good piece about Coach Pitino on there that you're not going to want to miss. We're still working on – it's not Dalton's fault. This is not his fault. We've had some requests. We actually were given the go-ahead to do a couple of interviews. We haven't had that opportunity yet. We don't know if it's because of COVID or if it's just because they're so busy, but that's not his fault. Don't cuss him out on social media for them not being out.
I got beef. I'm just joking.
We'll get those out just as soon as possible. You can count on that. Does anybody else have any other rapid-fire comments about anything else happened in Louisville athletics this week?
Not Louisville athletics, but just over a career shout out. Drew Brees retired yesterday. I figured it out, man. He's thrown for over like it was like 400,000 feet. Like, I mean, it's ridiculous. Like,
was it 80-something thousand?
Oh yeah, 84,358 yards. When you just think about it, like on. Like, I had to break it down into feet, you know what I'm saying? Like,
why not?
Miles.
Why stop there? Why not break it down to inches?
Oh, dude, it's just ridiculous.
Like 1.5 million Sean inches.
But with that being said, just seen 30 minutes ago that Crab Legs Winston
he re-signed
with the Saints, so it's looking like that's the route that they're going for the next couple of years at least, so good luck, New Orleans.
I'm surprised when you got Teddy out there. And he did such a good job.
Yeah, but
has he not been signed yet? There was the hot.
I don't believe he has.
There was the hot rumor that San Francisco was going to pick him up.
I think he made a smart move so he could be a starter somewhere. But I think if he were to look back right now, if he would have just stayed and re-signed and was the backup in New Orleans, he'd be looking at being the starter there now.
I'm really shocked that none. I know you have, but the other guys have not commented on my Jeremy issue one official University of Louisville Adidas glasses, prescription glasses I got the other day. Like,
nobody likes staring at your eyes
like
that, bro.
Like that, bro.
Sean did. I'm six Sean thought about it.
I'm 6 foot seven. You don't have to study me to study me on purpose. Whatever. Not even salty a little bit.
Maybe. I didn't realize she was wearing glasses.
Maybe a little bit. Whatever. Shout out again to all of our fine, I'm ending it here, all of our fine sponsors, Jamon Brown Foundation, Shack in the Back, Four
that
Pegs, Custom Multi-Cage. Yeah, sometimes Sam pisses me off.
Someone's in their feelings.
Fitness
get
market.
All your
just like Drake.
I'm kind of disappointed in y'all's cussing.
Hey, I went pretty good, like as much as I could, because you know I could have went hard in the paint.
My mama listens to this show.
I know. Everybody's so mom does. Like my entire church listens to the show. That's why I don't.
Shit.
That's why
Joey.
I don't.
Joey. Damn it.
You had to get the last one in there.
Fitness Market, Derby City Lawn and Landscaping, and we're working on more if they'll ever give us a call back.
Won't he do it?
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
No, but if you want to be a sponsor of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast.
Potatoes.
Give us a call.
He's talking about church, folks.
I know.
502-694.
Like, bless your heart.
If you want to be
that's
a sponsor.
That's what they usually say when the kids are ugly.
He just like blurted it out, though. He's like, what are you doing?
Actually,
you know what? If you want to sponsor the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast, give us a call, 502-694-0375, or hit us up on social media. I mean, why? Okay. Hit us up on social media. Individually, I'm at Jeremy_CSZ.
At Elville Sean.
Bakes Boy
124. Joe 1526.
T-Pins _.
West B _42.
That's all of our handles. Give us, hit us
Whack
up.
Whack Harlow.
Whack Harlow over here.
You better change that, man.
Elville Sean. He's missing out on some, well, not the only thing, but he's missing out on a great opportunity there. Like an opportunity to sponsor the podcast. Just hit us up, call us,
or
call us on our
nice
cell phone. Again, that number is 502-694-0375. Again, follow us on social media. The website is at Card Sport Zone on Twitter and Instagram. On Facebook, it is Cardinal Sports Zone. Three words. Hit that like button. Make a Facebook official. You can find the podcast on all the podcast avenues, Apple, iTunes, Buzzsprout, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google, Amazon, and iHeart Podcasts. Hit that subscribe button now. Listen to the show. Keep supporting us. If you haven't listened to all the episodes of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast, it's easy to write that wrong. Go back, check them all out. Hit the drop down menu. It's podcast, then CSZ podcast, and then listen to your favorite episode. Listen to all of them. Listen to them twice. We don't care. You're not going to get tired of us. Check out our exclusives on CardinalSportsZone.com, the place that all began. I am blessed enough to have some of the best exclusive writers in the business. Sean, JK, Dalton, even Sam, he started writing features this year. They've been fantastic. We appreciate them, and we appreciate you all for checking it out. Shout out to everybody out there who's sharing the podcast. We really appreciate you. If you have any ideas or suggestions for guests, shoot me a DM. Shoot any of us a DM on the Twitter or on Instagram or Facebook. Send us a private message. Wes, what is your diss for Andre McGee real quick before we wrap this up?
I hope you get laxatives, and when you run to the bathroom, you don't have toilet paper.
Oh.
Oh. That's a good one. That's pretty painful. Any last words, Sean?
What's popping?
Did you see?
I'm done.
Unbelievable.
Nacho zipper.
I'm done.
Ooh.
I'm done.
That
son
collar,
of a bitch.
That collar.
I'm dropping the headset on that one. Sean got me.
He said I'm dropping it.
Sam has no last words.
Unbelievable.
Joey?
Help control the pet population. Gosh, have your pet spayed or neutered. Maryland still sucks. They're still trash. They should be in the CBI that they're not even having. That's how bad they are.
They are having the CBI.
Well,
Bellarmine's in it.
Not to my knowledge. So here's hold on. I'm glad he said that. That's a postseason tournament, right?
Yeah.
During their first 4 years, there
no,
should not be.
It's just the NCAA.
Well,
that's
stupid. That's a topic that I want to have a discussion on at some point.
What?
The 4 years that colleges we have to set out.
We had plenty of dead time this summer. Yeah, make sure that's the number one topic on the board.
I got questions for that.
Dalton, any last words from you, sir?
Not at all.
None at all. He's just going to keep announcing stuff for Louisville and just keep chugging along. Wes, any last words?
I'm going to pull a Sean. Wear your mask, people.
I'm glad somebody said that.
Wear your mask. Please wear your mask.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up, almost through this thing.
Your face.
The show, your privates, or Sean.
Whack Harlow.
Wrap up everything up.
Shout out to Whack Harlow.
What's popping?
We will get the new music on deck here in a few weeks. We appreciate y'all's time. This has been the Cardinal Sports Zone Podcast. Whack Harlow.
Jack Harlow's pretty good. You all heard that song that he has with Chris Brown?
Yes, I have.
I have.
Pretty good.
Is he Whack Harlow or B Slim?
Nah, nah. He's definitely Whack.
Sean Slim. Harlow. I'm going to call him Sean Slim.
I like B Slims.
B Slims.
See y'all next week. We're out.